Thank you for calling Travel Resorts of America. My name is Mia. How may I help you?
Hi, Mia. I'm trying to make a reservation, but I have my Premier Membership Gold Cabin condo certificate, which I want to redeem. And I've called once before today, and they said I needed to call customers or yeah, member services. But when I get transferred to them, then I get cut off.
Are you a member or you just have a
Yes.
certificate? Okay, so you can book that reservation, but in order to use the certificate, only thing you will do is just book the reservation with us and you'll take the certificate to the resort when you get ready to check in.
Oh, well, why didn't they say that earlier today?
Maybe it was a flag or something on your account and wouldn't allow them to book the reservation, but I can try for you.
I was going to say, nobody even asked me my membership number. Nobody asked me anything
Because
when
most of
I
the time when
got.
they call in for saying certificate, they don't notify them if they're a member or not. So, because we don't do the certificates because we only handle what the members and the associates of the members, everyone that's on the account, we book those reservations. And we aren't able to book reservations for certificates. What they'll do is like we'll book a reservation and whatever you have to pay, and then when it's time to check in, you'll show them the certificate that you have. But can I have the correct spelling of your first name?
No, wait a minute. So I have to pay today, although I have the certificate that's giving me 7 nights free.
No, ma'am, that's not what I stated. I'm sorry. So
Didn't
it's
understand.
okay, so say for instance, if I was to call to book a reservation and I was in, it would be a cabin or a campsite is what they ask. And then they say, well, I want to get a cabin. Instead of you paying that person for the cabin of what they're saying or whatever that's free, wherever your stay is, what it is, they'll show that, it'll tell you the balance. But you will turn that certificate in when it's time to check in. They'll know, hey, I got my certificate. This is what I'm going to use. It was used at the resort. And you wouldn't have to pay, or you would pay whatever the difference is of that coupon.
Okay, I wasn't sure because I thought when I made a reservation, you had to put down a deposit or something. I haven't actually made a reservation
Ma'am.
in a while, so I'm not real familiar with what's going on. I mean, now we've been members since like 2000, but the last couple of years I haven't. Well, with COVID, I haven't gone anywhere, but I haven't been down there, so I wasn't sure how this thing was working. So. Okay, well, I'm checking right now. I'm checking on availability for well, it would be arriving on September 17th and leaving on September 24th. That would be the seven nights. And I'm at Rocky Fork, by the way. Oh, do you want my membership number? Would that help?
I would go ahead and take the correct spelling of your first and last name. It's better that way. And then the member number that popped up. Can I have the correct
Okay.
spelling of your first name?
Sure. It's B as in boy, E, V as in victory, E, R, L, Y, Beverly.
Oh, okay. B E V E
B as
R
in E, R, L,
L.
Y, Beverly.
And the correct spelling of your last name?
Waldeck, W, A, L, D as in David. E C K.
Okay. Let's see. Okay, where are you looking to book reservations at?
Rocky Fork.
What
That's my
dates?
home. Okay, I'm looking to like arrive on September 17th, which is a Saturday, and then leave on September 24th, which is a Saturday.
September 17th.
September 17th, yes, to September 24th. I'm checking on availability. If there's availability in one of the Captain Circle cabins. One of the pet ones, which would be like L300 or L500.
You see, you're looking for a cabin? I'm trying to see one moment.
Yeah, right.
Let's see. Okay, yeah, that's probably why they didn't do it. I don't know if you put it through. So it seemed to be a flag. I said that's probably why it didn't go through the first time. It seemed to be a flag on your account, but it's not stating what that flag is. It's just saying that we have to get you to member services in order to book this reservation. And I do apologize for that.
Okay, so now when I went to member services earlier, I was waiting, you know, with the automated whatever, and then all of a sudden a automated voice came on and said, you know, please state your name. And they said, this is your phone number and we'll call you back. And they hung up. But when they call back, it doesn't go through my phone. And so they leave me a voicemail telling me to call back on this number, 599-563-8104. But I can't dial that. I get, welcome to Verizon. Your call can't be, you know, it won't take my call. It just says it can't be put through as dialed, even with the one in front of it. So I'm not sure what's going on.
Okay, I'm not sure. Okay, so once we get you transferred over, okay, give you these options. Yes, you want to book reservation. You choose reservation, and it got you back in. What you want to choose when they get you transferred to member service, you want to listen to the recording the whole way through. Because, yes, I know you want to book a reservation, but you want member services so they can book the reservation for you. Because selecting reservation only going to get you back with us. But now they aren't available to get to you. They will put your call back into the queue instead of have you wait out on the line 4 to 5 minutes, an hour, 2 hours, however long it takes while they're assisting another member, whatever situation that they have. So that's probably why you didn't get through or whatnot. So once I get you transferred over, you just make sure you select the option that says member services.
Hello? Okay, I'll give it a try. I didn't get, when you transferred me before, I didn't get any options that said member services.
Okay, well, with the recording, if you listen to it, it will say what member services, but the first thing we hear is reservation, so that's the option that we would usually choose, but you want where it says about member services. So once I get you transferred over, you just listen to the recording all the way through, and it will tell you which one to select.
Okay, we'll give it a shot, but I've tried that before and it didn't work.
Okay, well, again, as I stated, if it doesn't get you through, because I know there's the option for member services, because trying to book the reservation only going to get you sent back to us. You won't be able to book that reservation because there's the flag on your account, and we don't have the override to do it. So what you can do is just allow it to 24 hours before trying again or whatnot, you know, or just giving the call back within a good decent time to see if you're able to get in at another time that's convenient for you so that you can book this reservation. And I do apologize for the mishap, but I have no control over it.
Okay.
All righty. Thank you for calling Travel Resorts of America. One moment while I'll get you transferred over to member services.